see, Bannon suggests that Donald Trump has been bought, over the TikTok issue. And so we look at this, and just to summarize, so he he kills people of hospital death protocols. He does lockdowns. He kills businesses. He kills people's careers and jobs. He funds this depopulation shot. And then we find out that Trump is for sale. Steve Bannon says so. If you didn't know about the Pfizer money and all the rest of this stuff. Therefore, you should vote for Trump. What a syllogism that is, right? Murderous lockdown dictator, medical martial law, and all the rest. Therefore, vote for Trump. That's the obvious solution, isn't it? So, you know, banning sites like TikTok, as I said before, is a very dangerous precedent. If you do it with TikTok, they'll do it with Rumble. They'll do it with Substack. They'll do it with other things. The government should not be allowed to do that by the First Amendment. Trump has now flipped. He got the right answer. But now you've got the GOP, like Bannon, is angry about that. And he says that he's been bought off. Trump said, if you get rid of TikTok, Facebook and Zuckerschmuck will double their business. I don't want Facebook, who cheated in the last election, doing better. They are a true enemy of the people. There you go. Our former president with the mentality and the diplomacy of an 8-year-old child. Anyway, the Steve Bannon, in response to that, said that he's it's real simple. He said, "Yes, coin YASS," and Jeffrey Yass is somebody who is a billionaire, conservative hedge fund manager. He's got a $33 billion stake in TikTok. He's got way, way, way more money in TikTok than Donald Trump has in total. He's got a big investment in it. And Yass has decided that he's going to move into politics, specifically conservative politics, specifically Trump. And so he had a meeting, Trump did, with Jeff Yass. And then he comes out of the meeting and he's changed his position. He's always supported shutting down TikTok. And now he's, again, like I said, right decision, all the wrong reasons. Steve Bannon says it's simple. Yes, coin. In August of 2020, Trump issued an executive order ordering ByteDance to sell its U.S. assets and destroy all data within 90 days. Then he said, there is credible evidence that leads me to believe that ByteDance, through acquiring all interest in musical.ly, might take action that threatens to impair the national security of the United States. So now he is flipped big time. So who is this guy? A rising GOP mega donor, TikTok investor Jeff Yass, has avoided over $1 billion in taxes, which has largely escaped public scrutiny, but now he's pouring his money in the campaigns to cut taxes and to support Trump. And so this is a guy and had very interesting origin to his fortune. It reminds me of Back to the Future again. You know, Back to the Future guys said that they had Trump in mind for Biff when they had the big casino and the crass, rude, bullying Biff that, you know, looked a lot like Donald Trump. But, you know, this guy's a bit of a gambler himself. He's been more successful than Trump. You know, he's not bankrupted six casinos like Trump did. He's made a lot of money, but he began his money, making money in gambling. That's where he got his start. In 1985, three young men from Philadelphia, their lawyer and a burly Pinkerton guard, arrived at a horse track outside Chicago, carrying a briefcase with $250,000 in cash. They've been running the numbers on these horse races. They did their computer modeling on an old compact computer, because this is 1985 we're talking about. They said it's the size of a small refrigerator. Jeffrey Yass and his friends had found a way to outwit the track's bookies, according to interviews, records, and news accounts. A few months earlier, they'd wagered $160,000, gambling that with tens of thousands of bets that they could nail the exact order of seven horses and seven different races. It was a sophisticated theory of racing odds honed with help from a PhD statistician who had worked for NASA. They bagged $760,000, then the richest payoff in American racing history. So they'd done this once. They'd taken $160,000 in, and they made $760,000. Now they come back with a bigger stake, $250,000 of it. And when they show up that day and they turn in their picks, the house will not let them do it, and they threw them out. It's kind of like the card counters who do the 21. They figure it out. And it's like, well, you know, if these guys have figured this out, we're not going to let them play because we got to have the odds stacked in the favor of the house because the house always wins unless it's a Trump casino. Then they always lose. But anyway, he was 27 years old. They threw him out. He sued him in court. Said, no, you got to take that. The court said, no, they don't. Again, you know, a couple of guys that, you know, kind of a couple of biff guys from Back to the Future, they seem like a natural complement for each other. So he said, they said in this article, so since he couldn't gamble the racetrack, horse track, he decided he would go to Wall Street and gamble. And of course, nobody stops you from doing that, right? That's a wide open gamble there. So he is, a very wealthy guy, $33 billion just in one investment into TikTok. And so he talked to Donald Trump. Now, you know, Donald Trump is somebody who right now really needs some money. He could really use some coin from Jeffrey Yass. Maybe he got it. What does Jeffrey Yass want in return? Well, he has been playing games with the tax code as well. And so he's had some very novel applications of some tax strategies. Some people say he stepped over the bounds. And so he's got a big tax bill of $1 billion. And he would like to have somebody in the White House friendly to him. Of course, they'll still have, you know, 80,000 IRS agents for the rest of us. But, you know, Jeffrey Yass will have a man on the inside if he can give some money to Donald Trump. Bannon knows Trump. And Bannon knows that Trump is for sale. And he still supports him. Just like MAGA knows what Trump did with the lockdowns. They know that he put out a globalist depopulation shot. They still support him. Bannon knows that he's for sale. And still supports him. Isn't it disgusting? You know, I mean, and you think that's bad. This is public stuff. Now, I don't know Steve Bannon. I've never had a conversation with him. A lot of these other people, I have. And I've heard what they say in the back rooms as well. And if you think what they say publicly is bad, you should see what these lying, grifting hypocrites do when they're, you know, talking privately. You know, people like Alex.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.